start to think that as a county we have one tour operator travelling to the north of the county. There's a multitude of tour operators that travel into this county as far as Donegal Town and Letterkenny, and I don't think that we're being sold right that these tour operators are not coming further afield to Inishowen.
You made the point that it seems to be when it comes to Inishowen, it's the private sector doing the heavy lifting.
Absolutely. I mean, other than the private sector doing the heavy lifting, we would be really, really struggling. The Wild Pack Away, for instance, has been a massive success. Pat Doe, the Famine Village, and this time of year with the Christmas and the Santa, I mean, Ballyliffin's buzzing this time of year because of Pat Doe, because of what he does in the Famine Village. And those type of initiatives by people needs to be supported, they need to be helped. And I just feel, and I'll be a bit aggrieved on this, that I don't feel that the Donegal tourism is pushing this neck of the woods hard enough. I don't think they're pushing Inishowen hard enough. I think, you know, go visit Inishowen and Donegal tourism. We need to sit down with them and have a real strong conversation as to where we're going as a peninsula, because we depend on tourism. Our area depends on tourism throughout the summer. Our hotels, our bed and breakfasts, our restaurants, our pubs, it depends on that.